God bless you and shalom, my beloved friend. Some of you may have Jewish friends and you're a bit timid about sharing your faith in Jesus with them because deep down inside you're thinking the Jewish people are God's chosen people. Who am I, you may be thinking, as a Gentile to push my faith in Jesus on God's chosen people? But my friend, when you and I understand the importance of the blood covenant in the Hebrew Bible, and we recognize that Yeshua is the only fulfillment of this concept, we will then have the boldness to share with Jewish people and Gentile alike that the blood of Yeshua is the only means of atonement that God has made. This is particularly evidence when we look at the rite of what is called in Hebrew Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year on God's calendar. It's also known in English as the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement each year, the high priest of Israel would go into a separate compartment, a secret compartment in the Holy of Holies, which was first part of the tabernacle. And then when the tabernacle became a permanent structure, it became the temple. And likewise, there was a special compartment or a special room in the temple. This special room was called the Holy of Holies. The high priest was the only one that could go into the Holy of Holies, and he could only go in once a year on Yom Kippur. The high priest would go into the Holy of Holies with the blood of a bull and the blood of a goat, and he would put it above the, he put it on top of what is called the, in the New Testament, the mercy seat, which was actually the top of the Ark of the Covenant, which hosted the Ten Commandments. So once a year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. He would apply blood on the top of the Ark of the Covenant. And when the Lord saw the blood applied on top of the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord said, "The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you on the altar to make an atonement for your soul, for it's the blood, by reason of its life, that makes atonement." The point? It's only through an innocent one's blood being shed that a guilty one's sins can be atoned for. This was symbolized in the Hebrew Bible by the blood of an innocent animal being shed. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament tells us that all these blood sacrifices, including the blood that was sacrificed on the Day of Atonement, were simply shadows, the author of Hebrews writes to us, of the blood of Yeshua that was shed once and for all. The author of Hebrews further goes on to share with us that because Yeshua's blood has been shed, all the sacrifices that took place in the Hebrew scriptures are no longer necessary because they were only shadows and types. Beloved, Yeshua shed his blood for you and I. It's a finished act. It was done once and for all. It never has to be done again. All that's left for us to do is to appropriate that which he's provided for us by receiving him into our lives, making him the Lord of our lives, opening up our heart to him, inviting him in, and pledging our allegiance to him by following him as the Holy Spirit gives us grace to the best of our ability. When we do that, our lives are covered by his blood, our sin is atoned for, our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we're going to heaven. This is the truth, fact, and point, and it's done forevermore, once and for all. Yeshua's blood is the fulfillment of the ancient holiday known in Judaism as Yom Kippur, and his blood, beloved, was poured out for you.